Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I might add that this is the slightly new, slightly revised, slightly new format of the Bruce Salen Show because we have a new regular guest in the form of Sherilyn Harley Laban for a new segment called Political Talk or Political Rap. I haven't decided whether to call these segments talk or rap, but we have Sherilyn and we have our other two regulars, Pastor Drew Sams for our spiritual talk and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for our therapy talk or therapy rap. This week's topic is a little bit open-ended because the column of the week is called What's on Your Mind? So I'm going to tell you what's on my mind, and then I'm going to give our guests the opportunity to share whatever is on their mind. Now, as most of you probably know, I record and air this show live in Santa Barbara every Thursday. It appears on many of your stations in a pre-record form, but it is often completely live. Rarely is there any editing, and I love doing it that way. So most of the time, my guests tell me what they want to talk about literally in the moments before their segment. Or sometimes I say, just surprise me. So I believe that's what makes good radio is this isn't like the old-fashioned scripted radio where it's a play. It's live and it's real and it's authentic. And as long as I don't make a horrific mistake, we don't even bother fixing the little ones because it's pretty hard to do an hour of talk and not make an occasional slip-up. I have avoided any of the FCC, okay, there was a mistake right there. The FCC 1,800 words that you're not allowed to say. Occasionally I will whisper over to Richard, my producer, can I say this? And he'll usually give me a no, but at least I ask. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. I'm only 11 likes away from 5,000. Let's get me there today. Come on, just go to Facebook, A Dad's Point of View. Look up A Dad's Point of View. We're at 4,989 likes. I want to hit that 5,000 number. And then like most guys, I'll just want to get more. So I won't be satisfied for more than maybe an hour or two, but I will be satisfied, and you can make me happy. I listen, as I often do, to Dennis Prager on talk radio, and he had Dr. Bill Bennett, who used to be the former United States Secretary of Education, on talking about his new book, Is College Worth It? And I have a son in college, paying $60,000+ a year for him to go, and occasionally he calls up and tells me what the professors are doing and talking about. And I often think to myself, this is what I'm paying tens of thousands of dollars for? Now, in my son's case, he's attending a music college, a prestigious one, Berklee College of Music in Boston. So he is indeed learning a lot of practical things that might, in fact, give him a heads up or a head start in his music career. But many of the so-called liberal arts educations being offered today, according to Dr. Bill Bennett and Dennis Prager, are not preparing our kids for much of anything. Dennis asked Bill Bennett, what percentage of college grads did he think came out really prepared to both be employable and maybe have really learned something and or had their character built? And he said maybe about 20%. He said the biggest suggestion he has is go to the South Dakota School of Mining, get a degree in petroleum engineering, and you can get a six-figure job right after graduation. Or go to a two-year nursing program where you will be instantly employable upon finishing. A lot of my generation, the yuppies, the baby boomers, have this very naive notion of what college is. And a lot of it's based on what it was for us. It did, in fact, provide a lot of opportunities for my generation. But it has undergone significant changes that are not for the good. So I'm going to go buy that book. I'm not advertising it, but I am going to buy it because my second son right now wants to be an actor. How important is it to me to spend tens of thousands of dollars to send him to a school to study theater? I'm not so sure. Not that I'm not going to support him, but maybe he doesn't need such a big one. Tonight at Dad Chat, we will have a very special Dad Chat. Angela Myers, who's an international and especially nationally renowned teacher, is going to teach us how to teach our children how to change the world. It is not enough that we as parents do good works. the more and the sooner we involve our children and teach them the value of doing good works, the better character they will have, and the more it will be part of their ongoing DNA and life if it's a habit that they create. So please join us tonight. For those listeners hearing us delayed, this coming week is a very big Dad Chat. Samsung is actually sponsoring it, and we are giving away two gigantic prizes. One will be worth about $500, the other worth about $1,000. Anyone can come, and anybody can win it. You will have to win it. You will have to earn it. And I'll tell you more, and I will certainly post more on my website. And you can stay in the loop and get all notifications by going to the homepage at brucesallon.com and just giving me your email. You will not get spammed. You will not get anything other than one weekly email newsletter. So stay tuned for Sherrilyn Laban and political talk after these messages. Bruce Allen, that's what it is.